Listening, Unit 2, page 24, D.
You will hear someone talking about his views on an aspect of technology. For questions 1 to 7, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Some people say that technology in itself isn't a bad thing, but it's the way people use it that can lead to dangers. I'm inclined to agree with these people. For example, when mobile phones first came on the scene, we didn't use them nearly so often as we do today. I remember when I got my first mobile way back in 1997. Not everyone possessed one, so I couldn't use it to keep in touch with all my friends and acquaintances. Now prices have dropped considerably, which has led us all to overuse our mobile phones. So, in a sense, it's really service providers who prompt us to use these devices to the extent that they might be harmful to our health. But what really worries me is that as mobile phones, computers, tracking systems, and the like have developed, our privacy seems to be invaded to a greater extent. Already we've got real-time satellites collecting images of us in our own backyards from up above. And now it seems that mobile phones will include GPS systems. This means that others will be able to track you down whenever your mobile is in use. Surely this will make stalking people child's play. As far as I know, there are no laws in place yet to cover people's privacy in relation to their location, as these technologies haven't been around long enough for legal aspects to be hashed out. Don't get me wrong. Even I understand that GPS systems in phones can have huge benefits, especially for parents. Being able to locate their offspring in real time by tracking their location on maps on their phone screens must give them a sense of safety. But what happened to good old-fashioned trust? There are even services which allow parents to geofence their children by sending an alert to the parents' mobiles whenever their children go beyond their boundaries. Before you know it, you'll have employers using similar services to keep an eye on their employees. To my mind, these services are just too intrusive. Unless, of course, they come with sophisticated mechanisms allowing users to remain in control by being able to select who can access their personal information.